We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffcast, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Brutally cold in the Midwest. Well, I got news for you. It's not all that warm around here. And I said, listen, I hate to admit it. I grew up in Philadelphia. I lived in Boston forever and ever and ever. And I said, it's cold. I felt cold. The wind is crazy. Now, luckily, at some point, we'll be able to enjoy all sorts of indoor sports at the Stoney Center. So we won't have to worry about the cold weather. And I would imagine once the Stoney Center is up and running, they'll probably do like an underground city. There's got to be all sorts of stuff. You got to get through some of the details first. And Justin Griffin is a good guy. He's been following this since day one. He's got some new numbers because Lord knows we're not getting much from the mayor's office. Justin, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Jeff.
Well, you've got some new numbers, correct?
Well, yeah, not any new numbers from the city or the mayor's office or the developers or anything, because yet again, another city council meeting has come and gone, and we are got no new information for them. The full plan and proposal still has not been presented to city council. So we're just kind of out here in the wind, you know, taking a look at what numbers they have given us.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a new set of numbers from an independent company that can help us compare their projections to see maybe how realistic they might be.
Okay. All right. I'll bite. Riddle me the numbers, Justin. How does it look?
All right. So there's a company out there called Polestar, and they catalog all of the touring acts in the country, everything from Bruce Springsteen down to Disney on Ice and Monster Jam. Anything that tours, they track the ticket sales, and they also track all of the ticket sales at arenas across the country.
Okay.
Every year they publish their worldwide ticket sales, and they provide their top 200 arena venues. And they have published their numbers for 2018.
Okay.
And, yep, so we look at these numbers, and the full disclaimer, these numbers do not include tenant sports teams. They're only looking at touring acts, like things that would come to the new Richmond Coliseum, since we don't have any tenant sports teams, any professional or college teams that was playing at ours, so they don't count those, but
okay.
If we take the numbers that have been presented by the city, which they say we can expect somewhere around 770,000 to 800,000 tickets sold at the new Richmond Coliseum every year, if we put that into this top 200 arena venues in the world, Richmond will be pushing top 10 in the world.
Wow. We're great, Justin. This is amazing. except, right. Of course, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
When you look at the other cities that are around those numbers, you see things like Sydney, Australia, Dublin, Ireland, London, England, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, New York. The only cities above those amounts are Philly, New York, Detroit, and Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's significantly above even Washington, D.C. or cities like San Jose.
Okay.
You know, if you look at, you know, a city like Miami, for example, Miami only does around 414,000 tickets sold.
Wait. So in Miami, they're selling approximately 414,000 tickets, but we're supposed to sell double that?
Approximately.
Oh,
yeah, and even if you give them the full benefit of the doubt, because their numbers, the numbers the city have given us from their analysis aren't necessarily detailed in explaining how they're getting the numbers. And I like to be transparent and trying to be honest as I can with these things, with the information they've given me. Even if you strip out everything that they possibly could not be including in the Polestar top 200,
mm-hmm.
we would still sell more tickets in Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland, and Charlottesville, Virginia combined.
Oh, please. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, and this would all be hilarious, and it would be, you know, I'm having a good chuckle every time I look at it, but this is the numbers that they're relying on to get to the sales tax numbers that they need to make sure that this thing pays for itself and then hits all of these, you know, lofty promises that we're hearing of $600 million for schools, $400 million for roads, police, and fire, on and on and on.
Right.
And that's how they're getting to these very lofty projections, by giving us, you know, impossible statistics of ticket sales.
All right. So, I mean, all kidding aside, and we have chatted about this before, we would both love to have a new venue. We'd both love to see more concerts, more sporting events. Maybe we get a hockey team again. Maybe we can step up and support a, a D-League NBA team. I mean, there's nobody against any of that. But at some point, we all, I would dare say, have to say to the mayor and the city council and anybody else who's involved in this, let's at least be honest about it, right? Isn't that what's missing here, is some shred of honesty?
Yeah, I mean, beyond the, you know, the kind of the misplaced priorities of the whole thing, if we're going to look at this, what is a luxury purchase, let's be honest about it and stop trying to, you know, fool the people. I mean, you know, isn't that what we should be asking of our elected officials? Come out. Let's be honest. Let's take a honest look at this thing and not try and, you know, pull one over on us all the time, because that's what's happened with every one of these big public projects that they've come out in Richmond every, you know, couple of years. We're debating something, you know.
Yes.
And you know, every time they give us lofty projections, like, for example, they did with the Redskins training camp. Mm-hmm. Oh, this will be great. It'll be all of this, you know, economic activity. And then it falls flat every single time because they're never honest about it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just curious, Justin, as you're looking at the Coliseum numbers, does anybody still talk about the squirrels? Because weren't we going to do something for the last, 8 years about the squirrels facility, right? Weren't we going to do something about the diamond? Or is that just now, it's not part of the discussion anymore?
I mean, I guess that failed a couple of years ago when Mayor Jones wanted to do that. So I guess they had to move on. That got, you know, so sour, and everybody was against that because they did the same exact things. They weren't transparent. They provided lofty projections that weren't realistic, and they weren't explaining how certain things were going to be paid for.
Yeah.
There was a lot of pushback, so I guess they had to move on to the next thing. And there's actually a lot of the same players are involved in this deal that were involved in that deal, because a lot of the people on the developer side actually used to work for Mayor Jones. So there's a lot of the same players.
Huh.
They just kind of, I guess, bounce around from project to project.
Wow. You know, here's the thing, Justin. I would love to see all of this happen, but I also look, and I know we've discussed this before, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it again. I would love to see this amount of attention, this amount of energy paid to the Richmond Public Schools. I'd like to see those buildings properly maintained. I'd like to hear that those kids have got a fair shake, because the building's not coming down around them, that they don't have to bring their own toilet paper to school, that there are enough books, that the schools themselves are accredited, the teachers are being compensated. I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I would put those things, as well as some infrastructure things like filling potholes, removing snow and leaves, I'd put that far ahead of a mystical, magical palace of entertainment.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think one of the things we always see with, you know, whenever a new administration comes in, you know, a new mayor, new city council, whatever it may be, we always look at these big projects that are going to leave them a legacy. And it doesn't matter if they're going to pay for themselves or if it's going to, you know, help the people of Richmond in the long run, because they're long gone by the time that this thing starts, you know, collapsing around itself. And all these mayors, you know, they come in and they say, you know, we're just one big development deal for Richmond being the next, you know, boom city, the next it city.
Right.
But, you know, in my opinion, Richmond is actually just one competent city government away from being the next it city. You know, the people of Richmond are doing amazing things and starting great businesses and doing, you know, these awesome restaurants, all while dragging the weight of an incompetent city government behind them. and, you know, fighting it at every turn. And, you know, if we could just get the government on board, I mean, maybe Richmond would become the next, you know, it city, right?
Yeah. So let me ask you, Justin, I don't know if you've got a crystal ball. When do you predict we will see that competent administration coming down the pike?
You know, at this point, we are almost at 1 year since the loan proposal was given. The period for giving proposals to the city ended on February 9th, 2018. And so they've been sitting on this thing and, air quotes, negotiating for the last year. Heck, it's been 90 days since the mayor held his big press conference.
That's right.
You know, we've reached an agreement in principle, and so they're still negotiating 3 months later, and we haven't seen anything. So, honestly, who the heck knows?
All right. Well, listen, I want people to stay abreast of this. Give everybody your website so that they can take a look at these numbers on their own.
Yeah, go to nocoliseum.com. Nice and simple. I've actually got an article up about this, so you can see a little bit more about, you know, how I'm getting to these numbers, and there's links to the top 200 list and, you know, those sorts of things. So you can take a look at it yourself and keep me honest.
All right. Well, very good. Justin, I appreciate you as always making time for us. I know we'll speak again about it probably in the not too distant future. That is Justin Griffin, nocoliseum.com. He's got the numbers there, and I think they're important to look at for any number of reasons, and it's important to realize as well, neither Justin nor myself, neither one of us is trying to knock the city. Neither one of us is a naysayer or standing off on the side booing. But you have to be honest about these things. Are we really going to sell more tickets every year? Double the number of tickets to be sold at the Stoney Center without any sort of a team, any sort of concerts lined up, anything else. We're going to sell double what they sell in Miami. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.